All aboard, next stop, adventure. This is Excelsior. She would have never gotten a job in radio if this was 1947. If this was 1947, she would have been a terrible secretary. It's Brittany.
Thank you all for listening to Excelsior, brought to you by me, Brittany, and Brittany Photography. If you like my podcast, please consider donating to Excelsior. There are three ways you can help donate. If you go to brittlyp.com, that's brittlyp.com, and you click on ways to donate. There are three ways you can help out Excelsior, and that's becoming a Patreon member, buying some of my photography, and or a one-time donation through Venmo. And everything is on the website, so check it out. Beep, boop, da, pop, pop. If you become a Patreon member, memberships are as low as $1 a month. And as a member, you get behind-the-scenes content. You get a free ticket to my art shows that I do once a month. You get gifts from podcast members. And you also get one free headshot a month. I'm starting a $20 headshots every week on Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at various locations around Minneapolis. To see where I will be, check out my website, brittlyp.com, and it will tell you where I will be that week. You can sign up on the website ahead of time and get a headshot for $20 or show up and get it for $30. If you guys want to check out my website, you can see when the next art show is, see where my next headshots are going to be. That is all going to be on brittlyp.com. I also now have a YouTube channel, and that is Brittany Excelsior. And you can also check out my Instagram, which is Brittany_Excelsior. Thank you for listening.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. How are you today?
Good. Do you want to tell everybody what your name is and what your role is with the NF Walk?
Sure. I'm Rebecca Taylor, and I'm the Director of Development for the Children's Tumor Foundation and in charge of all the walks all over the country.
Oh, wow. How long have you been doing that?
3 years.
Awesome. And you just took over this one recently.
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
Awesome. What do you think of it so far?
I think it's awesome. It's been great. We have so many teams. We had 12 teams here today, so we couldn't be happier. We're so happy.
Awesome. How many teams were there last year?
I think we had 14. So,
okay,
yeah.
A little less
two
this
less.
Year.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
Do you know why that would be?
Two of them are actually doing, there's another walk today, and their kids have autism, and so they're doing the buddy walk.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's why. Yeah.
They had to choose which one.
I know. It stinks.
I know. I bet their friends have a lot of friends there. And
yes, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
But this is awesome. I love the support group, and I love everything that you guys are doing.
Thank you.
It's the second year in Minnesota, correct?
Yes, second year. Yeah. And we're just going to keep getting bigger.
Awesome. And it's such a beautiful day and time of year to do it. I think the part that I really like about it is that like with the kids, they can get together and meet each other and kind of form like a support group with each other.
Do you
see that happening in all the other walks that you
Yes, that's the main reason behind having the Shine a Light walks, because it's a rare disease. And so a lot of these families, when they get diagnosed, they sort of feel alone. And the walks are a great day for them to like connect with each other. And a lot of lifelong friendships come out of these walks. It's amazing. So it's a really great community. It's awesome.
That is awesome. What got you into this?
I used to work for the American Heart Association doing walks. I've always done walks. And so anyway, when CTF sort of revamped their walk program, it was a perfect fit. So, yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. And then, how many years have you been doing walks now? I'm sorry, you made
3 years.
3 years. Very cool. Well, thank you for everything.
Sure. And thank you for being here.
Yeah. Awesome. And what are you most excited for the rest of the day?
I think that it's over and just that we can't wait to start planning next year. We start planning next week for next year. So yeah.
You're already planning next year's?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Whoa.
Yeah.
That's
a year long process.
Oh my gosh. And then because you're from Minnesota, is that correct?
No, I'm from Texas.
Oh, you're from Texas.
Yeah.
What do you think of Minnesota?
I love Minnesota. Some of my best friends live here from college. So yeah.
Oh, fun. Are you hanging out with them?
I did last night. Yes.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a big reunion. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming out here and everything that you do.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
All right. See ya. How are you?
Good. How about you?
Good. It's good to see you again this year.
It's so fun to be here.
Yeah, so you guys dress up and you come to events, correct?
Yep.
How many events do you guys do a year?
It really depends on what kind of events come into like our little sign-up area. It could be anywhere from like 10 to like 50, depending on what happens.
Cool. And since this is just audio, why don't you tell everybody what you're dressed as?
So I'm in just a standard generic Jedi, lightsaber and all. And then I have a friend as a stormtrooper as well.
Hi, stormtrooper. How's it going?
Excellent. How are you?
Oh, I love that. This is a great interview. I love the voice.
Of course it is. I'm in it.
What are you excited about today? Being center of attention, getting your photo taken a million times?
That there's no sand.
There's no what?
Sand.
Sand? Yeah. I love it. I love this outfit. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much, guys, for being here today.
Yeah, of course. It's always super fun to come to these.
Yeah. And this is the second year, right?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, because I saw you guys, yeah, I think last year was the first one, so. Awesome, well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Wait, what was your name?
I'm Nicole.
Nicole. What's your name?
You can go with TK131999.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. All right. Hi, Ashley.
Hello.
I'm with Ashley. What's your new last name?
Headkey.
Headkey. And we're at the NF Walk. And this must be your first time here because this is like their second year?
Yes, yeah, my first time.
Awesome. So why are you here today?
We realized that my daughter Lily has NF1.
Oh, and when did you find that out?
About a year ago.
Oh, awesome. How does that affect her?
Right now she's has it pretty mild.
Good morning, everybody.
She's only 3. And so right now she just has cafe a lot spots.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's awesome. What are you excited about today?
Just to see everybody and see the turnout, and I guess just to get to know more about it because it's our first year here. So
yeah, it's pretty new for you. So it's kind of cool to have this, especially as her being really young, so she can like interact and meet other people that have it.
Yeah.
Has she been exposed to other people yet that have it?
No, we haven't met anybody else, so this is exciting. Yeah,
cool. Maybe you'll get some like play dates and phone numbers.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, it's kind of early. Did you even have coffee yet?
I just got some.
I know, I'm like bombarding you right now, so
it's okay.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Ashley. It was so fun running into you, and maybe I'll walk with you. Maybe I'll see you in a little bit.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Yeah. Hi, what is your name?
I'm Julie Nguyen.
Hi, Julie. And you are doing face painting today for the NF.
Yep, we are.
Awesome. So how long have you been doing face painting?
It's just a fun thing I do. Like, I did it for my friend. I used to work at a gym where we did events, and like, they just kind of ask employees who wants to be at the station sign up, and I did it back then. Like, it's not like a regular thing. It's just something fun to do.
Fun. That's super nice of you to volunteer your time today. It really makes like the kids feel special. And were you here last year?
No, we were going to just as walkers, but we got sick, so we decided to stay home because that'd be a smart thing to do.
Yeah, that is. So this is your first year here. What brings you here for NF specifically?
Well, my friend is one of the organizers, and her daughter has NF, and so it's really important for us to like support them and like just support them in any way we can, especially like, to help find like a cure or like real like treatments, or just support the community to help raise money, because it's so important. Like, just seeing her like manage all of her health, like her daughter's health, like when she was really like really really young, it was really scary. So it's kind of like, as a friend, you're like, oh my god, like how can we help you? And like, well, this is a easy way, and it helps a lot of people, helps the community. So
yeah. How old is her daughter now?
Oh my god, how old is Charlotte? She just had her birthday. I think she's 8. I could be wrong. It goes fast.
Yeah, is she the one with the little cape and dancing around like crazy? I've seen, there's a lot of them, but yeah. I think I saw her, yeah.
Yeah, probably. She has like glasses and she's super sweet. She loves, like, it's just, she's such a fun kid to be around. She loves my kids. My kids love her. It's such an easy thing to do. It's like, why wouldn't you want to help out and have fun with them and stuff?
Yeah, I know exactly who she is. She was here last year too. I have lots of photos of her, and I think it's just so great the community that they brought together, where there's like kind of a support group for these kids too now, being able to meet here and mingle and stuff. Did you see that she made any new friends since the last time?
I'm not sure if she did, but she makes friends so easily. And like the other thing is like, NF is so like, it's not as well known as other like conditions, but like our neighbors across the street, actually their daughter also has NF. So like when we were telling them that, oh yeah, we're doing this walk and stuff, they're asking about it, and their daughter had some, their adult daughter had some big surgeries last year, and they're telling us about it, and they were like stunned that we knew what that was, because nobody in their family, their circles, knew anything about it. But they're much, much older, so it's really cool to see like more awareness, and like they were really excited to see that there's like a bigger community for people to get support and like help with, because they went out, I mean their daughter's in her mid-40s.
Oh wow.
So like back then there's like nobody knew, they're just like, I don't know,
yeah,
just, you're alone. And now it's like, it's nice to see that you're not alone, and seeing that my friend was able to have like connections through like groups online and stuff, just to help get support or answers or like direction, because it's tough.
Hearing all the different stories and everything, it is a tough zone, and it's so unique to each person, and so that's awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here and doing face paintings and making the kids so happy.
Happy to do it. So I love doing it. So it's for, you know, dear family, friends. So
awesome. Yep. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thanks.
Hi, I'm here with Bay. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good. Could you tell me why you're here today?
I'm here to support the Children's Foundation. Our daughter is a participant, and she has NF. And my wife, Erin, is also a volunteer.
Awesome. So your daughter has NF. How old is your daughter?
She is now 8.
Awesome. And how has your journey with her been?
You know, I think like all journeys, there's a lot of ups and downs. But for Charlotte, we're fortunate that it's been pretty mild and a lot more ups.
Yeah, it's so great to have everybody come here as a community. And this is the second year, and I know I saw you guys here last year.
Yeah, our second year, my wife's second year of volunteering. It's been fun. Some work, but definitely well worth it.
Have you guys known anyone else with NF before the events?
You know, when she was first diagnosed, we shared it through social media, and a couple of friends did reach out to us privately and just said, you know, their child had NF also, and you know, we're definitely not alone, but definitely it's not a there's not a lot there, not a lot out there, and there's not maybe just not known. So hopefully we'll get their awareness up, and hopefully by doing this, you know, we'll raise money, and hopefully will work out.
Awesome. And I love that they make this the walk kind of fun with like the music, and I saw your daughter dancing last year quite a bit.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the kids love it, gets the energy up, and I think it's a lot of fun, you know, bringing attention to this in a positive way.
That's awesome. What are you looking forward to today?
You know, just watching all the participants have fun. Showing their energy, and I think having all the people and the love support from all our friends and family.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for being here, and I'm excited for this walk.
Yeah, thanks. So am I.
Awesome. Thanks, Bay.
I'll take math over hardcore.
I'm here with an engineer who wants me to ask her a math problem. No, I don't know.
Please don't.
Just kidding. Hi, what is your name?
Hi, I'm Katie.
Hi, Katie. What brings you out here today?
I know Debbie, who's organizing this walk, and she told me a little bit about it and that they were looking for volunteers. And it just sounded like such a great opportunity and such a great cause that I wanted to learn more and to come out and help with this today.
Awesome. That's so cool. You don't know anyone with NF. You just think this is a great...
Not before today, but I've met a lot of really cool people here today that do have it, and just hearing their stories has been amazing.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so nice of you. That's great. So this is your first year doing it?
Yeah.
Awesome. What are you most excited about today?
I think just having the people who do have the NF, getting to meet each other and seeing other people like themselves. It's so cool to see the families coming together that all know each other and form one big family. Seeing the teams that rally behind these kids with NF has been awesome.
Oh, I know. It's so nice, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Do you think you'll come back next year?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for volunteering. Yeah. And what happens next after the walk?
I think they're going to have a little bit of party and some dancing out here, some more snacks, and then everyone will enjoy this beautiful Saturday.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
Good. It's good to see you.
You too.
Can you tell everybody what your name is?
My name is Teresa.
And you have NF.
I do have NF.
Awesome. So, Teresa, you're a friend of Pam's, and that's how I met you.
Yes.
And that's why I'm here, and I've been here now for the second year.
I'm so glad you could come again.
Thank you. Tell me about what's going on here today.
Okay, today is a fundraiser for the Neurofibromatosis Children's Tumor Foundation fundraiser. NF is a neurological disease, obviously with the name neurofibromatosis. It is a skin disease. Anywhere that you have a nerve cell, you can have a fibroma grow. It can be internal. I've known people who've lost their hearing, lost their vision, severe scoliosis. So it is a disease that we need to find a cure for. Get
set. Awesome. And then all of the, where does all the money go to for today?
Research.
Awesome. Awesome. And you, tell me about your journey. Like, you don't have to get too deep, but tell me a little bit about your journey.
Well, there wasn't a whole lot known about it when I was young and growing up. I think when I was 13, I had my first surgery to have three fibromas that were rather large removed. And so it was a hospital setting. I had to stay overnight. And then when I moved up here, I found a fabulous dermatologist that really accommodated me and my, because I didn't have great insurance. And so he would schedule an hour of office time, get off as many as he could in an hour, and charge me for like the office visit and supplies.
Oh, that's so awesome.
So he was incredible. I went to him for 30 years and he retired and I cried.
Aww.
The least he got was 6, the most he got was 18 in that hour.
Should we shout him out?
He is retired, so I don't know if I should. I'll just say Dr. B.
Okay, Dr. B. Thank you, Dr. B.
Very much.
Well, what are you excited for today? We got music, we have kids, we have a lot of stuff happening.
It's just getting the word out there that we need to find a cure for this disease. And just seeing all the people that we had from last year, this is our second annual walk. And so just seeing people from last year, seeing new people come.
Hold on, sorry.
Okay.
This volume is going out.
Okay.
All right, continue, sorry.
Okay. You know, just seeing people from last year and, you know, hopefully having another successful walk that we can raise more funds to find a cure.
That's awesome. And I think it's really nice that everyone's here together and like kind of, like just getting to know each other and creating like a community to support everybody.
Definitely. And I think it's important that little kids see that they're not the only ones.
Yeah, I just ran into a friend and she's excited to get some play dates in.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Brittley.
All right. See ya.